Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
The late, great James Brown, ladies and gentlemen, the godfather of soul. Welcome back. I always like to get a little James going it just about every day. 7 till, I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for being part of my day. Bill Schley is our guest, our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member. Bill, tell us how we can find you online, including your books, which includes The Microscript Rules.
Well, you can find me online at my personal site is BillSchley.com. How's that?
S-C-H-L-E-Y. I like that. No, I
see B-I-L-L-S-C-H-L-E-Y.
Yeah.
And our company is now, we're calling it Brand Team 6.
Brand Team That's, 6, okay.
Brand Team 6, that's right, just like because...
The Sears are going to come check on... Sears are going to come calling on you.
Well, we've
And let me tell you something. You don't want to be on the business end. You don't want to see the business end of a SEAL team coming at you.
Well, I have to tell you, we've been very, very fortunate in the research for this book to meet a large number of the Navy SEALs.
Good.
They are some of the world's most remarkable people.
Oh yeah, they're amazing.
All know.
Amazing people.
But many of them after they retire, they start businesses.
Mm-hmm.
And they're very successful because they know about
taking risks and all that.
And you know what they well, but they also know how to not quit.
Yeah.
They know how to not quit. And you find out that successful entrepreneurs, mm-hmm. a lot of the times, they're not the guys with the best vision or the genius like Steve Jobs.
Right.
They're not the guy that had the ironclad. They're the guy that gets out there, starts, and keeps swinging.
Well, and there's another thing. You know, I've had people ask me, how did you pull something off? And I said, I didn't know I wasn't supposed to.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah. That's what you're talking
and
about.
They overcome obstacles. And stuff.
Bill, I want to move over and talk about something else. We've been talking about entrepreneurship, folks. And why America is the fount of entrepreneurship for the world, really. And that is the two things that I think are impediments to the flourishing of entrepreneurship in America. One of them is encroaching government regulation. And two is Wall Street. The capital markets are hurting Main Street on many levels. And small business owners are going to have an increasingly difficult time getting the capital they need, because as government clamps down on the abuses of Wall Street, all of those the government doesn't know how to manage Wall Street without also having small businesses, small and independent community banks become collateral damage in that regulation.
Yeah,
and that's a real problem we got right now, Bill.
It is. It is. The problem is that as Albert Einstein once said, though, we can't solve today's problems with the thinking that got us here.
That's exactly right.
And part of I think the issue now is that America. A lot of people want to go back to a much simpler time, for example, and take away regulation. The problem that we have is, though, that the world is much, much, much more complex than it ever was, all those years ago. So we got to find different solutions. You know, we know fundamentally what we want to do. We want to take away the impediments, mm-hmm. but I think we have to have some kind of smart partnership. You don't want government control, but a partnership. And again,
Bill, let me tell you what. There was a time. We've gone through two different phases with regulators. For example, there was a time when OSHA was your enemy.
Yeah.
And then we went to a period where OSHA would knock on your door and say, "Hey, I'm from OSHA. How can I help you? Oh, you're not doing this right. Let me help you fix that." And so they would be a partner like that, right? But that has swung back the other way now, Bill.
Yeah.
The wrong way.
That's the conundrum or the challenge now is. I mean, here's an example someone told me once. I mean, look, there was a time when you were a small village, you didn't need any traffic lights.
Right.
But in New York City, you have to have traffic lights. Or else you get, it's kind of like the same thing in our society. You know, 100 years ago, we had 30 million people. We have 300 million people mm-hmm. today. We have an incredibly complex society. We have the Internet. We have worldwide communication. And we have global competition. The thing is that the countries like China, all these other people, are nothing but giant government subsidized entities.
That's right.
And so we so our government there unless
we can
have a
still
smart
beat them
partnership,
though, Bill. We can still
we
beat
do.
Them if we can just not shoot ourselves in the foot.
You don't want to shoot yourself in the foot, but what you have to, for example, you have to have, I think everyone would agree, that unless there's some kind of regulation on Wall Street, you're going to keep getting the kind of crazy stuff.
But they've got
to
figure out how to regulate Wall Street without making Main Street a collateral damage.
And
Dodd-Frank is making Main Street collateral damage.
Yep, yep.
And that's something that's got to be fixed. Hey, Bill, BillSchley.com is the website, folks, S-C-H-L-E-Y. Bill, come back again another day.
Thanks, Jim.
He'll be back. I will be, too, after these messages. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.